Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Got the busy throat. It's getting cool in the middle of the night. Last week, U.S. District Judge Glenn Sutterby put a halt to the enforcement of many of the provisions in the Concealed Carry Improvement Act in New York, granting an injunction requested by plaintiffs who were challenging the constitutionality of the new law, which, by the way, is completely and totally unconstitutional. But yesterday afternoon, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals stayed his ruling, which means the CCIA is once again in effect, at least temporarily. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals issued the temporary injunction while a legal challenge filed by a Second Amendment right group makes its way through the courts. And I've seen the order. I don't understand it, of course, because I'm not a lawyer. Part of it said appellants, seek a stay pending appeal and an emergency interim stay of the preliminary injunction issued by the district court on November 7th. It is hereby ordered that a temporary stay is granted pending the panel's consideration of the motion. Eric Pratt over at GOA said New York has once again defied the Constitution and the Supreme Court's Bruin decision. And this brings us just one step closer to standing before the Supreme Court, where I know that Clarence Thomas is waiting to slap down New York lawbreakers once again. Which, that's the hope, anyway. But in the meantime, New Yorkers who are hoping to exercise their right to bear arms in self-defense are understandably frustrated by the on-again, off-again status of the CCIA. And there is one bit of good news, however, while Sutterby's injunction has been stayed, it looks like there's still one portion of the CCIA that is enjoined from being enforced at the moment. The ban on concealed carry in houses of worship. Remember, there were about a half a dozen different lawsuits underway in New York, and in a case called Hardaway versus Negrelli, U.S. District Judge John Sinatra Jr. granted a request by plaintiffs to halt enforcement of that particular segment of the CCIA. But if they get their way, even that portion of the post-Bruin gun laws will be halted, and churches, synagogues, mosques, and other worship centers will once again be mostly gun-free zones. I say mostly because New York's request attorneys claim that the state is only asking for a limited stay that would still allow firearms to be carried by other persons who have been tasked with the duty to keep the peace at the places of worship or religious observation. This would appear to allow worship centers to set their own rules on who can carry, since a pastor or rabbi could decide that any and all congregants who possess a license can be tasked with keeping the peace during services. As for the state's argument that simply removing the prohibition on carrying in worship centers disregards the interests of worshipers who want to pray in a gun-free zone, I'd probably say it's not the state's business to interfere with the free exercise of religion. And remember, even if the statewide ban disappears, individual property owners and worship leaders are free to ban firearms from their premises, so the anti-gun parishioners could still lobby their faith leaders to adopt a ban on concealed carry. Failing that, they could go find another congregation that has a clear property, a gun-free zone. But demanding a blanket ban on the right to armed self-defense in houses of worship because some parishioners might get the willies about sitting in a church where there are concealed carry holders around is an egregious violation of both the First and Second Amendment right of church leaders and those who attend services. The bottom line is that things are still very much in flux in New York, but as Pratt has pointed out, we're trying to work our way back to the Supreme Court, where hopefully justices will deliver the legal smackdown that New York deserves. And I think that justice will, ultimately be done here, but a right delayed is a right denied, and relief can't come home soon enough to the hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers whose rights are being denied them by the prohibitionist politicians in Albany. Now, there's one thing that could be said of this that I don't see anybody else saying. I mean, nobody, who's telling these people, hey, you know, you already had all of this stuff and crime was going through the roof anyway. Are you trying to downplay the crime that is going through the roof? Do you believe that you can explain it away? And what is this with the law-abiding citizen thing where you think the law-abiding citizen is dangerous? Why would the law-abiding citizen be dangerous? Now, guns are carried all over the place in New York, but most of them are carried by criminals. But now, on the other hand, you have these people that are... like, if you go into the Diamond District... to the gem district where all of the diamond merchants are, you have a lot of armed private security around there. And they walk around and drop leg rigs and all this other stuff, walk around out in the open with guns to be seen, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to prevent robberies of these diamond districts. I mean, there's certain places in New York that if you go there, I mean, there are a lot of jewelry centers there. And, if you go in there, no matter what it is, I mean, you'll see a building, and in there, there's probably five or six diamond merchants. And within there, they'll pull out an envelope, and that envelope, just that little itty-bitty envelope with the stones that are in there, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions, I don't know. I'm not a gem appraiser. And they have them for all, you know, of course, they sell them, and they're selling them to merchants of jewelry. They're selling them in their raw form for them to be set and sold, right? So they're selling them in mass, so they are, of course, are kept in mass. So in that area, they have guns all over the place. And how often do you hear of any crime in the New York Diamond District? You don't. The other part of the crime that they're not paying any attention to whatsoever is the crime that occurs without guns. All this anti-gun stuff that they're doing, people get knifed, they get beaten. I mean, they get killed all kinds of ways, get knocked in front of the subway. They get sucker punched. I mean, you can die from one punch. It's not the punch that kills you. It's a collision with your head when it hits the curb of the street. Because you're in the concrete jungle, right? So the CCIA should be done away with, because in the first place, that is simply a reaction to being told you can't have the laws you have had up to this point. And Hochul got out there and said, okay, well, we're still going to have them. I'm just going to call them something else. And that's what you have. That is what is present today. New Yorkers, the law-abiding New Yorkers deserve much better than that. I know there's probably a lot of them that don't want it, but the choice should be theirs. It should not be the state's. The state should never be involved in this kind of thing. They're not providing for your self-defense there anyway. They're not providing for the defense of the citizens there at the moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, the media and the Democrats want you to believe that Carrie Lake, along with others, lost because the red wave did not exist and that her close association with Trump was the kiss of death for Republicans. And at first blush, you might want to sit back there and go, of course, obviously, look at that. So if we're going to be obvious about it, let's be obvious and take a closer look at the numbers to see what actually occurred in Arizona, just for the sake of stimulating thought. When ballots are taken in by unethical people to control the election process, they do so by obtaining ballots from those mailed out in various regions of the state. The ballots are then filled out for their favorite candidates. The focus is always on the so-called up-ballot races, presidents, senators, governors, and statewide offices. Ignored are the down-ballot candidates, Congress and local legislatures. And the reasons for this are twofold: time and ballot differences. The up-ballot candidates are the same for the entire state. The down-ballot races are distinct for the locale of that particular precinct or district. So let's take a closer look at the numbers for the up-ballot races versus the down-ballot races. Now, remember this. You probably did this. I certainly did. When I went in and voted, I voted straight Republican ticket. If you're a Democrat, you might vote straight Democrat ticket. I think gone are the days of the split-ticket voter. I don't think that happens anymore, nearly to the degree it used to. The four up-ballot races won by Democrats were governor, senator, attorney general, and secretary of state. Republican Kimberly Yee won for state treasurer. Looking at those four races and taking the average of votes for each position, we have the Democrats had 1,285,500 average votes per candidate. The Republicans had 1,219,750 votes per candidate. Differential is 65,750. And Lake was losing, the last time I looked, by 17,250. Now, let's consider what happened in the congressional races, the down ballots. Arizona has 9 congressional districts, only had 7 races, as Democrats did not run candidates in 2 of the 7 districts. Looking at the numbers, we have total votes in 9 districts for Republicans, 1,369,000. Which averages to 152,000 per district. Total votes in 7 districts for Democrats, 938,000, which averages to 134,000 per district. Equalizing the average for Democrats, we would have 1,206,000 votes cast for Democrat members of Congress, compared to 1,369,000 votes cast for Republican members of Congress. So in other words, it would appear that approximately 163,000 more votes were cast for Republicans than Democrats. Now, compare that number to the up-ballot numbers, which indicate that there's 98,000 more votes cast for the Democrat candidates than the Republican candidates. And the conclusion would be that there were 68,000 voters who preferred the Republican for Congress but voted Democrat for governor, senator, attorney general, and secretary of state. Of course, they want you to believe that. Additionally, the numbers indicate that 150,000 more people voted for all 9 Republican candidates than voted for the 4 statewide offices under consideration for this exercise. Now, I'm not saying anything, except that these facts defy logic. Defy logic. When you consider the travails of Election Day experienced by many voters, the unacceptably high numbers of equipment issues, and the fact that Democrats, that Secretary of State, refused to recuse herself from the election tabulation of which she was a candidate for governor, you have to believe that there were some serious issues regarding the fairness of the election. It's a very simple fact. Logic dictates that we sit there and consider that. Now, in Oregon, Measure 114 passed narrowly. I mean narrowly. It barely passed, but it passed. And it means it's going to become law soon enough. And that's bad news. But the good news is that it isn't in effect just yet, which gives people time to do what they need to do, and it seems that many Oregonians are doing just that. Because firearm sales in Oregon are going up. And because of this measure, which will enact restrictions on the purchase of guns, looks to pass. This would require a permit and hands-on safety training and fingerprinting provided by law enforcement to buy a gun. It also prohibits the sale of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammo. It would not be illegal to own a gun without a permit, but a permit would be required by law to purchase one. So, who wants to bet that a lot of these gun sellers are out there right now having a fire sale, planning to go out of business before Measure 114 becomes law? Who wants to bet on that one? Tom Eichhorn, a former law enforcement officer, told KEZI that gun sales will likely to continue to increase before the bill is certified. I expect gun sales will continue to climb as people try to get it as they can because they're afraid their rights are going to be violated, that they're not going to be able to have the right to defend themselves anymore, and I think that's a real worry for a lot of people. And that's because the law will violate their rights. It won't quite take away their right to defend themselves, but it will make it exceedingly difficult to exercise that right should you need to. So they're flocking to the gun stores. They're also likely using credit cards, so that should be fun to watch, because after all, how are the credit card companies going to determine what's suspicious in such a situation? But this is one of the unintended consequences the anti-gunners rarely consider. They're so sure that they can stem the flow of guns to wherever it is they're afraid of guns going that they don't stop to account for the fact that people know laws are coming down the line and then act accordingly. And there's this thing about people where they may delay something indefinitely so long as it's always an option. But when you take away that option, it becomes obligatory that they do something. It's why people who live in New York may never go see the Statue of Liberty, or why an acquaintance that lives an hour from Stonehenge may never go there. And it's because they can go there any time, so there's no pressing need to do so. And it's the same with guns. A lot of people kind of want an AR-15. But since because it's always an option. But if you pass an assault weapon ban, then the AR-15 jumps to the head of the line. And now, thanks to Measure 114, there's a time factor. So this has created an incentive. And a lot of Oregonians who would never have bought a gun in the first place are now buying guns. And that's not what the proponents expected to happen with this law. But it did. And, you know, this kind of stupidity that they foment, that shouldn't be unexpected. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden has called the sale of semi-automatic weapons sick and continued to call for an assault weapons ban and better red flag laws. Biden's comments came in the wake of mass shootings at a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart and a Colorado Springs LGBTQ club. The idea that we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick, Biden told reporters Thursday. He and First Lady Jill Biden visited the Nantucket Fire Department to bring first responders some Thanksgiving pumpkin pies there. The disappointing trend continues for sellers when it comes to home sales. Pending home sales post record drops as deal cancellations and price cuts hit a record high. And in the classic Thanksgiving matchup, the Buffalo Bills edged out the Detroit Lions at home, 28-25. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Coming from the Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Journalism Project, we get this. See, the anti-gun activists of the Trace have created a new bogeyman for their ongoing war against our gun rights. Killer gas stations. In a story published Monday titled, Gas Stations Become a Magnet for Violence in Philadelphia, the author would have you hold your breath, suspend all disbelief, and actually accept that mom-and-pop gas stations somehow play a role in the escalating gang violence sweeping the city, even though the author's own data does not support this claim. Indeed. Indeed, it doesn't. You gotta love those guys at the Trace. They're always making up something. There's always something to be made up. According to the story, there were 9 killings at Philadelphia gas stations during all of 2021 and 2022. 9 homicides in nearly 2 years. However, citywide over the same period of time, there was 1,021 murders, 562 in 2021, 459 so far in 2022. To be clear, gas station murders made up less than 1% of Philadelphia's total homicides. And who would a young anti-gun activist turn to in order to buttress his false claim that service stations are somehow culpable for murder? How about a local attorney who has filed lawsuits against 9 gas stations because people were shot in their parking lots? So we get this from attorney David P. Thurselbaum. I don't think the public is aware that of this because they may think of shootings usually happening at bars or nightclubs, certainly not gas stations, but it's becoming an epidemic. There's that word again, an epidemic. And the gas station industry is aware of it because it's in the news all the time. But they're not doing anything about it. Not only is the gas station industry not doing anything about this epidemic, neither is the city of Philadelphia. And we get this. While Philadelphia has no laws that address gas station safety, other communities have recently approved ordinances in response to violence there. Stations can no longer stay open 24 hours in Oak Park, a close-in suburb of Chicago bisected by the busy Eisenhower Expressway, while stations in DeKalb County outside of Atlanta must have working security cameras at all times. So, and those, by the way, would be referred to as an unfunded mandate, where they're out there telling, well, you can't stay open this time of day. And that's all there is to it. And yet another letdown for the author, a spokesperson for the Philadelphia City Council, told him the city has already spent a record amount of taxpayer dollars on anti-violence initiatives, adding that none is aimed specifically at bolstering gas station security. Which, you know, okay, I get that. See, this kind of thing always just cracks me up. The Trace describes itself as the only newsroom dedicated to reporting on gun violence, which is a whole brand new thing. A whole brand new phrase, if you will. It has slick digital packages that are chock full of stories and photos and videos, so it's easy to confuse them with an actual news site. But a news website it is not. Bloomberg founded The Trace in 2015 to create an anti-gun agitprop for his other anti-gun groups, which include Every Town for Gun Safety and the Moms Demand Action, which the billionaire former mayor also bankrolls that in its entirety as well. And while The Trace has always been a little bit nutty, their killer gas station theory elevates their nuttiness to an even higher level. 9 gas station killings over 2 years in a city that saw them more than 1,000 murders over the same time period. That's not a trend. It's a statistical blip at best, a non-story, pure propaganda. Besides, Philadelphia offers its visitors and residents a plethora of venues where they can get shot, stabbed, or robbed, not just gas stations. The city is a violent cesspool, which is overrun by hundreds of drug crews, all competing for dollars, product, and street corners. And according to the recent report from the Heritage Foundation titled The Blue City Murder Problem, Philadelphia has the 8th highest homicide rate in the country. Study found that it was liberal policies retraining prosecutors from holding criminals accountable, not gas stations, that made Philadelphia one of the most dangerous cities in America. Now, as far as actual numbers of actual homicides, they come in second. But where they come in 8th is because per 100,000. But, I mean, when you look at New York, New York is down really low. They come in at 2% per 100,000, but then you got to remember you got 8 million people shoveled into a very small spot. Now, it's nice that The Trace is somehow no longer blaming firearms for another inanimate object or, you know, for increasing murder rates in cities that historically have been run by Democrats, but they're still skirting the real issue. Neither guns nor gas stations are responsible for murders in the city of brotherly love. It's the soulless criminal with no regard for the sanctity of human life who are to blame. And the longer the anti-gun activists like those at The Trace tried to shift the public's attention away from the real problem, the longer it takes to actually stop the carnage. You would have to go way back. I mean, if you really wanted to attack this kind of violence, there's a way to do it, and it has nothing to do with banning anything or anything else. You simply get out there and you stop attacking the nuclear family. Which is, and here we come to this point once again where Black America has been sold this bill of goods where fatherhood is completely and totally, you know, pushed off, pushed away from. At the very level best in these inner cities, the very most we seem to be able to hope for is a single-parent household. But then sometimes you don't even have that. Along with this, because of how many generations this has been going on for now, you also have a lack of economic stimulation, and you have a lack of educational opportunity. And you have young people. So, young people, children want to be loved by someone. It's just a need. They want to be nurtured. And in these inner cities, the unfortunate fact of the matter is that they only get to find this in the hands of the gangs. So if we went and somehow or other we could reverse this whole nuclear family war that we got started and maybe start, give it a couple of generations and then maybe get some better educational opportunities in there and some better economic opportunities in there, a lot of this would go away. But you see what I'm asking for, right? Yeah. I'm asking for the Democrats to actually do something that is for the people. And they don't regard these people as people. They regard them as pawns in their little fight for power. And which explains all of this, all of this carnage, because it just happens. It happens with the blessings of their local government. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Last time on the Firing Line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The reaction to tragic shootings, one at the University of Virginia, the other at Seattle's Ingram High School, has been predictable, according to Second Amendment advocates. With the White House and Seattle school students demanding gun bans with no mention of holding the suspect responsible. Following the shooting death of a 17-year-old student at the high school, police arrested a 14- and a 15-year-old. The older had a Glock pistol in his backpack, believed to have been used in the hallway shooting. According to court documents, the pistol had been reported missing 11 days earlier and was posted with the National Crime Information Center as a lost gun by the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office on October 28th. So, trying to be little Parkland kids, the Seattle students put forth two demands. Mental health counselors in every school that represents the diverse backgrounds of students, at least one per 200 students, and that demanded that Governor Jay Inslee call a special session in Olympia to ban all semi-automatic weapons. No problem, kids. In Washington, D.C., the White House issued a statement in reaction to the triple slaying of three student-athletes at the University of Virginia. An arrest had already been made in that case, which reportedly involved a handgun. Yet, we went after assault weapons again. Quote, assault weapons. Their term, not mine. In a statement released by the press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, the Biden administration said, we need to enact an assault weapons ban to get weapons of war off America's streets. Of course, there was no semi-automatic rifle involved in that. So, and their statement mentions nothing about prosecuting the man who's suspected of the killings, who they knew about. Alan Gottlieb got involved in that when he took the president's task for trying to exploit the tragedy in an attempt to push his gun ban agenda. Said this horrible crime had absolutely nothing to do with so-called assault weapons, and the White House knows it. The statement, which the president had to have approved, amounts to a crass exploitation of a tragedy in a deplorable effort to advance Biden's gun ban agenda. He has fully embraced the despicable tactic of never letting a crisis go to waste, no matter how awful the situation. Now, as in the case of the UVA shootings, the Seattle Student Union has not called for swift justice in the high school murder. The King County, Washington Prosecutor's Office has filed a first-degree murder charge against the 14-year-old, plus a first-degree assault charge and a charge of unlawful possession of a firearm. The 15-year-old is charged with unlawful firearm possession and felony rendering criminal assistance. according to charging documents against the juveniles, a recovered pistol chambered in .357 SIG was apparently empty. 8 spent shell casings were recovered at the crime scene. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harreld used a high school murder to resurrect his demand for appeal of Washington State's firearm preemption statute, which prevents city and county governments from creating their own patchwork of local gun control ordinances, effectively turning their little jurisdiction into a fief. Preemption laws have been adopted by more than 40 states over the past 3 decades because they provide uniformity to each state's gun laws, which we should have. We should have uniformity. That's one of the problems. Everybody, when you cross that imaginary border, that imaginary line on the map, and then you fall into the jurisdiction of another whole set of laws, how are you supposed to keep track of that? Back in Virginia, authorities have charged Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. with 3 counts of second-degree murder and 3 counts of using a handgun in the commission of a felony. Now, over in Texas, we could hear the words of the great baseball philosopher Yogi Berra. It was deja vu all over again. Because Texas voters rejected Democrat Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke's bid for higher office for the 3rd time. This time they reelected Greg Abbott, who handily brushed off a challenge from the perennial office seeker. They rejected him in an election that national gun control groups had their eyes set on, believing the 3rd time would be the charm. And gun control was a major plank of O'Rourke's gubernatorial campaign, even though he gave voters whiplash on his changing position on guns, because it was changing over and over and over. Once the dust settled on election night, Abbott was victorious by a margin of nearly 1 million votes, 52% to 43%. So, O'Rourke in 2018 failed as a U.S. Senate candidate, losing to Cruz. In 2019, he failed to garner the Democrat presidential nomination before the 2020 election. And despite going 0-for-3, O'Rourke left the door open for yet another gun control run for office after his latest failure. He said, "I don't know what my role or yours will be going forward, but I'm in this fight for life." He's always been the darling of national gun control groups and has never met a gun control policy he didn't love. His cause, Celebra, was cemented by his "Hell yes, we're taking your AR-15 and your AK-47 declaration from the debate stage during the Democrat presidential primary. His campaign flamed out, but in announcing his gubernatorial challenge to Abbott, he told Texas media he had a change of heart. Said, "I'm not interested in taking anything from anyone. What I want to make sure is that what we do is defend the Second Amendment." And that was a clear attempt to play politics to make for a more competitive campaign. But that went over like a lead balloon. It angered his key gun control constituency, and his tone changed again as he voiced support for several gun control measures, including criticizing Abbott for signing constitutional carry into law after it passed the Texas state legislature. He also made sure to score cheap political points by interrupting a press conference in the immediate aftermath of Uvalde. The mayor of Uvalde called O'Rourke a sick son of a blank for the stunt, and while national gun control groups continue to pour money into Texas, similar to their failed tactics in Florida, the Texas governor race was never close. I wouldn't even say it was competitive. His continued thirst for higher political office is so great he's blinded for the most important aspect of running for office. Voters. Since 2020, Texans have submitted more than 4.4 million NICS verifications to purchase a gun. That also means that there are more than 1 million first-time gun buyers in the Lone Star State during the same time as the national firearm sales have reached historic levels. That includes among women, 40% of purchases, minorities like Hispanics, African-American, Asian-Americans. Texas voters simply don't buy the gun control that Beto is selling. A quick analysis of his returns highlights his failures to convince Texas voters he is authentic and has their interests at heart. According to the Texas vote data, his gubernatorial campaign fared nearly 5% worse statewide than his 2018 Senate run. He only improved his vote share in 2 Texas counties, one by less than 2% and the other by 0.1%. And that's with all the migration to Texas from other blue states like California that has recently happened. Which, that's an interesting consideration to take in. His vote share declined by 10% or more in 18 counties compared to 2018, including in seven blue counties he previously won, like El Paso, Brooks, Duval, and Starr, where he banked 18% lower support than he did just 4 years ago. Crime and the ability of Americans to protect themselves and their families was a resounding concern heading into the midterm elections. In Texas, voters support their Second Amendment rights and demand their elected officials do it as well. And Governor Greg Abbott's support for the rights of law-abiding Texans is unquestionable. And as Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke found out for the third time in less than 5 years, they're not going to stand for anything less. What I find interesting about that is a lot of fears that a lot of people have from all of these people migrating from California to Texas and Florida, and same with New York and all these other places. They're like, they're going to turn this state blue, which of course is a thing. And just like another miscalculation that the left makes, because they're allowing all of this, you know, illegal immigration at the moment coming up through our southern border. They believe that, they're all going to break their way, but that's not working out that way either. So it's a very interesting realization to take in. I'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.